Episode 83, Wonderful by Design.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it is another blessed day that we have just to feel refreshed and just ready to go out there and conquer the world? And where are you now? What are you doing? I know for me, I'm coming right off of spring break, and I almost need a recoup time from my break, which is kind of crazy because a break is supposed to give you that refreshment and rejuvenation that you need, but sometimes you just don't get it. I found myself working more than I did not so much normally. Anyway, long story short, plus when you have all the little ones around, it gets kind of complicated. But I love it. I love spending time with family. I love having my babies around me. And I wish it was spring break again. We can already bring on summertime because I'm ready for it to be here. Warm weather. How about you? Some of you I know were hit by snow and kind of a little unexpectedly, and not just a little snowflakes. I mean, we're talking inches upon inches of it. So please stay warm and definitely stay safe. You know, I was thinking about it and thinking specifically about you. And you know that you are wonderful by design. I found this and it really spoke to me. It says, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." Psalm 139, verse 14. You know, I dug into that and I was like, man, God did make you so wonderfully complex. I mean, think about it. You go through the day and you wake up and you're like feeling, I'm ready to conquer it. And then midway through the day, you're like, why did I even roll out of bed? The next point, you're like, yes, this is awesome. The next point, you're like, really? I just want to sit in the corner and do nothing. And the next thing you know, you're like rooting on for your child going, yes, you've got this, you've got this. And then it's bedtime. Does that ever kind of sum up your day, that it's nothing but this huge, big roller coaster, you know? Or maybe it's more of a water slide, you know? It's like, whoosh, it just keeps going and you have no control over it. Well, sometimes you're there and you're being everybody else's cheerleader, but no one's cheering for you. And so I really wanted to make a point today to say, you know what? You are wonderful by design. God created you for a purpose. You know, coming off of spring break, I think I look at it and spring break really interrupts our routine of things, you know, and it's so hard to get back on track. And, you know, you try to get going again and then you're just all of a sudden, the energy is just, I mean, you're drained. There is no energy there. And you're like, really? I was supposed to be rested and I don't feel like I was as rested as I was before I went on break or before I went on vacation. You know, and at some point, sometimes you feel like the spare parts. No one's being your cheerleader. You're being everybody else's. You're being your child's cheerleader, your husband's cheerleader. You're being your friend's cheerleader. But you're like, wait a minute. And you don't say, well, what about me? But kind of deep down, you're like, gosh, I just need, if someone would just give me that nice little sweet pat on the back that say, you know what, you're wonderful by design, you can do this, that I would just have that extra kick. And so that's what it is today. You are wonderful by design. God created you with a major purpose, and He knows your direction. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you feel like you're on that water slide today. But you know what? Take a grip of Him, and I promise you, He will not let you go astray. He really won't. And so I just really wanted to lift you up today, because I know it's real easy coming off of that spring break. And I kind of felt like I was more like a car that had been, you know, taken apart, an old car that had all of its pieces laying around. And I was like, and I'm supposed to do what today? Or where do I get started? Because I've got this over there and I can't reach that. And have you ever seen the movie, the Cars, you know, Cars, I think it was a Disney movie. Anyway, it kind of reminds me of the racer, and you know, you're driving by and you're at the pit stop, right? And you got to get your tires changed, and sometimes oil's got to be added, or you got more gasoline and all of that. And today I was like, I don't even know where I want to begin. I mean, I'm like, I feel like, okay, do I have a flat tire or do I just really not want to do anything? Do I need more fuel? You know, do I need to eat better or really am I not hungry and I'm just hung over from all the other crap and the traveling that I've had? You know, it just, it's weird. And so feeling like that spare part, you know, it's easy to do. And we get trapped in that. And I want to say, don't get trapped in that. I want you to look forward further, okay? Because sometimes we get stuck in the moment and we need to be present. But sometimes in order to move forward, we have to look beyond that. Very complicated, aren't we? But I mean, it says it better, that thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. How awesome you are. You are. And you're so complex. And God created just one of you. Even if you are a twin or a triplet, there's just one of you. You still have your own fingerprint, which is amazing. So as you go about your week, I really want you to think about how amazing you are and how you are wonderful by design. And I don't always give kisses out, you know, on the uplift days, I should say. But this one I wanted to. So this is my kiss to you today. Remember, the kiss is what? The keep it simple strategy. And that's what we're all about because we're all too busy and it's just one thing, okay? I want you to recreate your routine, okay? You know, this is all about creating your now. Well, I want you to recreate your routine because remember, you're not a spare part. You're wonderful by design. I want you to, number one, recommit to your goals. So you've kind of maybe left those to the side because spring break is either here or you're just getting off of it or maybe just around the corner. So I want you to recommit to those goals. I want you to look at them because maybe you kind of stepped away from them and you're like, oh man, I just really want to lose those final 10 pounds. And yeah, bikini season is around the corner and you want to not, it's not all about looks. It's about feeling your best. And that 10 pounds may be just enough to give you that extra energy kick every day because weight does literally pull us down. Okay. Another thing is maybe it's just about eating well. Maybe you've just kind of gotten into the groove of you've gone out a lot, with traveling and you were doing the fast food and, you know, eating out and it just was, it's not feeding your body. You know, it's too much salt, too many extra spices that your body really, it doesn't jive with. Okay. So maybe you need to recommit to your nutrition. Maybe you need to recommit to what you're doing at your new job, where you're going with that, your career, your commitment to, gosh, I see it, I'm there, but I've got to do all of this before I can get to that next step. Go do it, okay? Recommit to your goals. Number two, start right where you are. So don't say, oh gosh, if I would have just done this 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Raise your hand if you've done it. Not too high because mine's all the way up in the sky. Okay. I'm tempted to infinity here. Yes. You know, you can't look backwards and go, oh, if only I would have been this much more further along. Nope. Nope. That's done. You can't do that. Start where you are. Don't play that game with your mind because it sets you back further. And roller coasters going backwards are not fun. Especially, you know, they don't like you to go head first on those water slides, right? Well, there's a reason for that, okay? Do not go head first when it comes to, you know, what you should or could have been doing, right? It's starting where you are, all right? So start with your feet first, all right? Number three, I want you to go be wonderful by design. Yeah, real simple. So you're going to recreate your routine by recommitting to your goals, starting right where you are, and go forth by being wonderful by design. That's it. But if you do that, you'll start to gain the momentum. Okay, you will begin to see yourself as, wow, I can do this. I am all of that. And yes, I can root for me, even though I'm rooting for everybody else, because I know it's hard sometimes. It's hard when you have to be your own cheerleader. No, I am cheering for you because you are beautifully and wonderfully made. I love you so very much. I want you to go out and I want you to be wonderful by design. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.